This is Akashvani, the news read by Naresh Mago. The world-famous Rath Yatra of Lord Jagannath, Lord Balabhadra, Devi Subhadra and Lord Sudarshan began in the holy town of Puri in Odisha this evening. The Grand Trunk Road, where the three chariots of the lords are being rolled, has turned into a sea of devotees. President Draupadi Murmu has joined the annual festival, where lakhs of devotees from different parts of the world have congregated to pull the chariots and have a holy darshan of the lords. The festival marks the Holy Trinity's journey to their maternal aunt, Goddess Gundicha Devi's temple, and concludes with their return after 8 days. Our correspondent reports from the venue that the divine journey began with an elaborate royal ritual called Dhari Pahandi, with the beating of the Ghanta, Kahali and Telingi instruments. After Pahandi rituals, Puri Shankaracharya Nischalanand Saraswati paid obeisance to the sibling deities on their chariots. The chariots will be pulled to a short distance as per the tradition before the sun sets and resume again tomorrow. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will embark on a 3-day official visit to Russia and Austria from tomorrow. In the first leg of his visit, Mr. Modi will be in Moscow at the invitation of Russian President Vladimir Putin to hold the 22nd India-Russia Annual Summit. The leaders will review the entire range of multifaceted relations between the two countries and exchange views on contemporary regional and global issues of mutual interest. After wrapping up his Russia visit, the Prime Minister will reach Austria on Tuesday. This will be the first visit by an Indian Prime Minister to Austria in 41 years. Austrian Chancellor Karl Nehammer has labelled Prime Minister Narendra Modi's visit to Vienna as a special honour, stating that he is eagerly looking forward to it. The pre-budget consultations for the Union Budget 2024-25, which started from the 19th of this month, concluded on Friday. The pre-budget consultation meetings were chaired by Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman. In the course of consultations, more than 120 invitees across 10 stakeholder groups, including experts and representatives from farmer associations, trade unions, education and health sector, MSME, trade and services, as well as infrastructure, energy and urban sector, participated in the meetings. The budget session of Parliament will begin from the 22nd of this month. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju, in a social media post, informed that the session will continue till 12th August. He said the Union Budget 2024-25 will be presented in the Lok Sabha on 23rd July. It will be the first budget presented by the Narendra Modi government in its third term. In the Kashmir Valley, 6 terrorists were eliminated by security forces in twin encounters in South Kashmir's Kulgam district. The encounters at Frisal Chinnigam area and Motargam district started yesterday in the afternoon after specific intelligence inputs about the presence of terrorists hiding in the areas. DG Police R.R. Swine confirmed it while talking to media persons. 2 security force personnel grievously injured in the line of duty have also lost their lives during the ongoing gunfight. In Chhattisgarh, security forces have arrested 5 Maoists from Sukma district during a search operation. The security team recovered 2 BGL cells, 9 detonators, 1 tiffin bomb and other materials from the Maoists. The Supreme Court is scheduled to hear a batch of pleas related to the NEET UG tomorrow, including those seeking a fresh examination. According to the cause list uploaded on the Apex Court's website, the batch of 26 petitions would come up for hearing before a bench comprising Chief Justice D.Y. Chandrachud and Justices J.B. Paradiwala and Manoj Mishra. A 5-member Indian delegation from the Department of Administrative Reforms and Public Grievances, DARPG, will begin a 3-day visit to Colombo today. The delegation, led by Secretary and Director General of the National Center for Good Governance, V. Srinivas, will engage in discussions on capacity-building programs for Sri Lankan civil servants and the potential signing of a long-term memorandum of understanding for these initiatives. In men's cricket, India have set a target of 235 against host Zimbabwe in the second T20 international in Harare. Earlier opting to bat after winning the toss, India posted 234 runs for the loss of 2 wickets in stipulated 20 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.